we really live out our beliefs, our thoughts into our experiences, and then we create that as our reality.
Welcome to Connect Back In Podcast. I'm Morgan King, your host, and I'm so passionate about sharing with you the spiritual concepts that have transformed my life. It is not always an easy path, but I know within my soul that if it's good on the inside, it's good on the outside. Through interviews with experts and my personal experience, we will break down how to live a spiritual life in today's society. My hope is that you find the inspiration and support you need as you explore your own journey to connect back in.
Hello, it's Morgan King with Connect Back In. Thank you for being here and for pressing play today. We're going to be talking a lot about reframing experiences. And how we do this is kind of the old adage of the glass is half full or half empty. It's this idea that every single thing we go through in our lives, we can choose to see it in the way we choose to see it. And I think sometimes people get frustrated with this and they're like, wait, so you're telling me that the way in which I saw this happen isn't true? And that really isn't it. Truth is whatever you decide to subscribe to. So you get to discern your own truth. And just in the glass example, both could be true. It could be half full or it could be half empty. And it really is your choice in whatever it is that you want to subscribe to about that glass. Now, this is an easy example because we don't have a lot of stories built up or resistance around a glass of water. So we really live out our beliefs, our thoughts into our experiences, and then we create that as our reality. And so when we can reframe an experience to better serve ourselves, it can change our entire lives. And how we do this is simple in a process, but it takes a lot of awareness and can be challenging when we're in it. And an idea that I love to use for this is taking a pause. So we've all been like wrapped up in our programming. I tell people all the time, like, we're basically just 7-year-olds walking around the planet, living our lives, because everything we learned from 1 to 7 years old, for the most part, is how we've been programmed to see our experiences, to see our worlds. And the programming is really a set patterning of beliefs and thoughts that then become habits, and it's how we show up in our experience, how we interpret information, and how we then perceive the glass, whether it's half full or half empty. But there's always multiple choices on how you want to see an experience. It's not just half full or half empty. I think that just is a simple way of designing or like discerning between positive or negative, right? But it could be filled with water. It could be sort of filled with water. It could be, right? Like, we could just go on. I could go on forever about what does that mean? What is that glass there filled with water to a certain line? What does that mean? And how do you interpret that information? So in most cases, we are operating in our lives based on our programming. You don't stop, pause, in most cases, become the observer of the circumstance of what you're witnessing and decide how you want to interpret it. Now, this takes a ton of spiritual mastery and awareness to be able to do this in our day-to-day life. And I think it's a beautiful practice to try and implement, is to just become aware and curious instead of always at the attack. It's so easy to fall into victim mode. That is how we've been designed to live. Is that I'm a victim of the world I see and the circumstances. But as A Course in Miracles, which is a beautiful, beautiful way of living, if you will. If you haven't checked that out, I highly recommend it. They state, I am not a victim of the world I see. And when you begin to see your world through that lens, all experiences are there to serve you. And think of how differently you would show up in your life if you knew with 1000% certainty that everything that happened to you was for your good. And it's true. It really is the truth, but it's so hard for us to shift into that understanding because we've been taught for so long to see things as hurting us or out there somewhere. But in reality, we are choosing our experience. And I've said this so many different ways, but I figured today we can kind of dive into what that means a little bit more. Another quote from A Course in Miracles, which kind of ties into this theme, is those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. Now, in this quote, it's a representation of if we knew that everything was in support of our good, our highest version of ourselves, to really fulfill our soul contract, if you will, while we're on this life's journey, wouldn't you be able to just wait and wait without anxiety? Because you'd be certain of the outcome, in a sense, in every single circumstance. Anything that were to happen to you, albeit even if it's uncomfortable in that moment, you're able to recognize that this is for my highest good. And ultimately, like this mindset, this mentality brings with it the sense of inner peace, confidence, trust, the knowing that anything that might be going on in your world, while it could appear as being hurtful and stressful and whatever, is ultimately there to serve you. And I think to me, being able to shift into this energy is what really truly changed my life. It's because it was so easy. It still very much is for me to just fall into victim mode. Why is this happening to me, right? Seeing my experiences as unfair and taking my power away and giving it to the experience and saying, you have the ability to make me feel a certain way. When really I am choosing that to and for myself. So let's just take the idea that everything is always working out for you, that everything is meant for your good. One more message around this from A Course in Miracles, which I absolutely love. In this text, they refer to spirit source as God. So you can kind of fill in the blank here with whatever you'd like to, but this message I think is so strong and just brings home what we're all actually seeking, what we're all looking for. And when it says, when you have learned how to decide with God or spirit or source or universe, whatever you want, all decisions become as easy and as right as breathing. There is no effort, and you will be led as gently as if you were being carried down a quiet path in summer. Even like bring that visual to mind of being carried down a quiet path in summer. Knowing that you don't have to be responsible for it all on your own. That you can rely on spirit to support you. And to know that every single circumstance that comes into your life, every single person, experience, challenge that you face is there to teach you how to love yourself more in one way or another. Whether it's to have boundaries, to see your worth, to see your unlimited nature, to trust your intuition, whatever, how it may unfold. But if you can take that approach in aspects of your life, how transformative that would be for you. Your entire world would change. and what is required in order to be able to implement this in our daily life. I feel like it's a practice and a way in which you can practice it when you're in a state not in the moment is to reflect on past experiences. And again, becoming the observer of the experience instead of being in it. So you're coming at it from a higher view, a higher perspective, if you will. And you're looking at it almost with a neutral energy. So thinking of something from your past that was maybe really challenging in the moment, could be having to move, losing a relationship, losing a job, not having financial abundance, someone being mean to you, someone really hurting you, a loved one passing away, whatever it was. And if you're on the other side of it, you're able to have the ability to see clearer. When we are in the experience, it's challenging because we're so deeply ingrained in the problem to see any light in most cases. Now, in the world that I exist in, which has a lot of people on their spiritual journey, we're often taught, what is the lesson in this? Even while we're in the experience. And that can be so valuable because it puts the power back on you. You're no longer the victim of the experience, and you're the individual who is receiving good from the experience, even if it's challenging. It can be both. Just as the glass could be half full or half empty, the experience can be incredibly challenging and hard and sad and frustrating or whatever. But ultimately, at the end of it, as you can recognize if you did the example of looking at a past experience, how did that experience serve you? And what lessons did you learn from that experience that you can now bring forward in your life and the future you? So becoming the observer, giving yourself time to pause and ask those questions and see things differently is such a powerful exercise. An example that I've actually used in my coaching, it's about the Real Housewives of, I think it's Miami, is one of the gals on there had a really distraught relationship with her father. And he was seen on the show as this alcoholic who left her when she was young, and he was not a good father. And so she had a really big challenge with her dad, even as she grew older, because she had all this resentment towards him, et cetera. And they finally went to therapy. And she learned that her perspective in that moment was that he left her. He didn't care about her. He didn't love her. He was selfish. He was a bad father, right? That was her story about the experience. And her father actually said that he was so shamed with who he was, he didn't think he was good enough to be her dad. And he had so much shame that he left. That completely changed her entire perspective on her entire childhood. That one reframe to see it as, and I don't want to say that's necessarily her seeing it as serving herself in that moment, like what her dad said, but ultimately she's able to see that, oh, I am lovable. My dad loved me so much. A reframe instead of he didn't love me at all. He loved me so much. He didn't think he was worthy enough to be my father, which again, wasn't the truth for her. If only they would have had that conversation years ago, because then he held all this shame and she had all this resentment for all of these years of their time together. And so being able to apply these reframes with the idea that, okay, if I knew I was lovable, if I knew I was valued, if I knew that I could decide with spirit, and I wouldn't have to apply effort, and I could be led as gently as if I were being carried down a quiet path in summer, if that was true for me, how would I see past experiences or current experiences differently? This is so insanely powerful. In my coaching program, I actually have like a curriculum on reframing where you do like step one, step two, step three, step four. It's a little bit more granular and not something I'd want to do on a podcast episode, but I still want to share this information because Even if you take the time, you will be led to see a reframe. The universe will support you and guide you into finding a different way to view the experience that will ultimately serve you better. That is the end goal of a reframe, is to view an experience in a way that will support you on finding true alignment with who you are. So connecting with your highest self, the highest version of you, how does she see that experience? I want to share with you another way in which you can access these reframes if you're not necessarily in the headspace to be able to view them yourself. Is what I'll have clients do is think of an outcome that you are desiring. So this could be like one of your goals being achieved. So getting money, getting a relationship, getting your health back on track, getting a house, whatever your desire might be. Okay. So think of the desire. Now imagine yourself at the outset of that desire. You've already received it. You are basking in the glory of having this thing behind you. It is now done. It is so written in concrete that it's happened, and you are now enjoying the fruits of this experience. So if it's the money, maybe you're planning trips and you're flying first class and you're going to fancy dinners and you're living in a really nice place and wearing beautiful clothing that makes you feel so confident and amazing. Or maybe it's a relationship and you have this amazing partner who you're connecting with on different levels that you didn't even know were possible. You feel so in love and excited and free. Or maybe you're getting the idea here. But ultimately, tapping into the energy of that version of you, and almost if you can get there, if you can vision out what that would look like, what would you be doing, and getting so specific about that. Where are you? What are you wearing? What are you doing? Are you eating food? What's the temperature of the room that you're in? Are you outside? What's the scent that you're smelling? What, like, all the specific details you can wrap up into this, and then tapping into the energy of how do you feel? Do you feel free? You feel confident? You feel sure? You feel so supported? Like, yes, Morgan was right. My dreams are real and things do happen for me. I'm doing this right. I know what I'm doing. Things are supposed to work out for me. I am enough. I am worthy. I am whole. I am wealthy. I'm abundant. I'm in my joy. I'm in my true purpose. I'm living my dharma, right? Like feeling into this version of you. Can you see them? Okay. Can you feel this? Just think about this. And now we don't need to get wrapped up in the how this is going to happen or whatever. And I'm not even really talking about desires because we're still getting back to the reframe, right? So now that you're in this energy, ask that version of you, how could I be looking at this experience differently? And see what they have to say. Because they are not in the problem. They're not in the challenge. They are beyond it. They're living solution-oriented life. And so their brain is able to clearly see things from your highest good. Not the victim mentality, just the idea that you're unlimited, you're free, you're confident, you're whole and enough. What does that version say to you about your current experience? And continue to ask them questions. So let's say you are going through an experience with a family member that's really challenging. And you can ask them, how could I see this differently? And if they say something and you don't agree with it, continue the conversation and recognize too the voice that is this highest version of you, which is who you really are, feels good. It's not urgent. It's not shameful. It doesn't say you should do this. It's not doomsday or ultimatum. It's very loving. It's super kind. It has a soft energy around it. It's in this like flow, like energy. Even when I said flow, it's like kind of moving, like flow. But you can continue to have a conversation with this version of you until you get to the space where the reframe feels true. It's not about lying to yourself, because that's not going to work either. It's about truly shifting your perspective, because life is less about changing your outer circumstances and more about changing your personal perspective. One that's really easy for me to go to is enough. We can look through the lens of our life and have a perspective on not enough. And we will see not enough everywhere we go. That is available to you if you want it. But what's also simultaneously available to you is enough. You can look at your life and you can see enough everywhere you go. It is your choice on which perspective you're going to take, because both are available to you. The glass is half full and the glass is half empty. Which perspective are you going to choose for your life? And then it will unfold in all of your experiences and create your reality. So I hope today's episode was helpful. I hope it's supporting you if you are going through a challenging experience or if you have gone through a challenging experience. And you can see it less as I'm a victim of this circumstance, and you can see it more as, why did this experience happen for me? And connecting with your higher self to get those answers if you're not in a space to receive them yourself in this moment. You will be shocked at how fun and enjoyable and actually easy this process can be if we let it. So, wishing you all the best on your reframe journey. Thank you, as always, for listening. And until next time.
Did you enjoy this episode? If you did, then head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. We sincerely appreciate your feedback. Stay tuned for another episode of Connect Back In, and thank you for listening.